Welcome to our April 25th session. We are now recording. And speaking of Madison, I would like to tell all of you that Madison is my assistant with this program. She's assisting me with a lot of things, but she really is keeping up with all of the technical and behind the scenes. I just really want to say thank you to her. I want you to know that I cannot do this without her. This is not just a Zoom session. There's a whole world of technical that goes on behind the scenes that I cannot keep up with. So Madison's in the Facebook group if you ever want to just say thank you, Madison. And she's also the person that you want to contact if you have any technical issues, if you're missing emails, if you're looking for emails, if you have payment questions or payment issues, you want to change your payment, anything that's behind the scenes and technical, you want to email her at support@bloompost.com. That email address is in every email that you receive. So if you don't remember it, that's okay. Just find an email and you can email her. And if it's a question that she can't answer, she'll check with me, but she's taking care of all of that. I'm so grateful. She's the one who gets these recordings available for you and gets them out to the whole list when we're done. And she's just amazing. And I'm super, super grateful that she's helping. And just wanted to let you all know that she's, I couldn't do this without her. I couldn't do this without her. Okay, so I'm being silly, but I'm also being totally serious. And thank you to Madison. And thank you to each of you for your patience with our little technical glitch tonight. I'm glad that it's always fun to just go, bah! And then just calm. And I knew it would all work out. I just couldn't find you. I couldn't get through. So I'm glad that you're here. And again, please always know that you can smudge or anything that helps you prepare for the session. I love to do that. I had already smudged and I felt called to smudge again. I also want to mention that I spoke to the wonderful retreat center where we will be meeting June 8th through 10th. And I'm very excited. They're very excited for us to be there. So you can sign up anytime until really like a few days before. All I have to do is let the retreat center know. So for those of you who need to save a little money, save your money and join us over the next month and a half. That's fine. The price is going to stay the same. And it's a private retreat center just for us, the most healthy food on the planet. I'm really excited. I've worked it out with them to get firewood because we're going to have a fire ceremony on Saturday night. And I've asked Ann, who's a part of this group, I'm putting Ann on the spot, but she teaches drumming, like hand drumming, and she's going to bring her drum and maybe a couple more. It's going to be really great. So just want to keep that on everybody's radar. I'd also like to say welcome to all of our new folks, all of our new students. It's really awesome that new people are joining and bringing in energy. I know not everybody's big on Facebook. However, if there's anything last minute, like, oh no, the link doesn't work, check the Facebook page. And also, that's a great way to let other people know what's going on with you, how the sessions are supporting you, and also if you would like us to send our healing teams to support. And I really enjoy everybody sharing there, even if I don't get to comment on everything. So I want to mention and remind, I think most of you know, the 29th, 30th, coming up at the end of the month, I think it hits the East Coast on the 30th, we have the new moon, the full moon, and it's the pink moon. It's also called a fish moon and something about the grass moon, but it's in Scorpio. It's called the pink moon because it's spring and all the flocks and the pink flowers are growing. It's in Scorpio. I'm not going to go into a whole thing because I'm not an astrologer. However, my experience of Scorpio is excellent time to dive into shadow. So enjoy. This full moon will be an excellent shadow excavation time. So just ride it, enjoy it. I would encourage you not to create a lot of drama about it. And also, I feel like Scorpio gets a bad rap. There's a lot of good medicine there. It's not all shadow. Shadow doesn't always mean negative. It doesn't mean bad. It simply means layers, you know, the layers. So that some people were asking me my thoughts on the full moon. And honestly, my thoughts on a Scorpio full moon is to enjoy the time of shadow and inward I like to call it excavation of some things that are coming up. I don't know about you, but my experience is that the energy is lightening up a little bit. I'm not saying huge, maybe it's not dramatic. However, since I've gotten back from Peru in January, and I've talked to a lot of you who have felt that the energy this year has just felt really intense, sometimes intensely good, sometimes not intensely good. And I feel a lightning happening, and maybe it's with the spring, but something is cracking open. And so breathe, keep breathing. That feels good. And be with your practices. We're going to do a shamanic journey to support really getting back into being instead of doing. Gail and a few other people had commented about really getting stuck in this doing place. Hold on. Sorry, got it covered. Sorry. I have to tell Madison that we're covered. And my phone is suddenly going into Spanish. Okay, I have two different things on my phone. I have Spanish and English, so it's saying ear, get, it's saying all these crazy things. She's texting because I texted her and said, oh no, it's not working. So now she knows that we're working. So one of the things I want to do tonight is really get us back into a place of being. And the beauty of this is that I get this text message and all this stuff is going on, and I breathe into my belly and I'm right back here with you. So it allows me to multitask and be in a place of being, so that the doing has more grace and ease. And it's really, as I mentioned to Gail, I commented back to Smudge again, no more, I'm done smudging. Can't read the rest of that because I don't have my glasses on, but we're in a culture that is really focused on goals, and success is measured in a goal-oriented way. Even if you grew up with amazing parents who didn't feel like they were goal-oriented as far as you've got to win this, you've got to win that. It's just the way human nature is set up. You go to kindergarten so you can get to first grade. You go to first grade so you can get to second grade. There's really always the next thing you're supposed to achieve, and you make it to high school, and then you're supposed to get into college, and then you're supposed to and should and supposed to. And even if you didn't feel pressured by that, there's a cultural programming around it. My experience is that being with my practices and also meditation are super helpful for getting out of the, I've got to do, I've got to do, I've got to be doing, I've got to be busy, and get back into alignment with the being, and also breathing into your belly. I am always reminding people to breathe into their belly. And even as I'm talking to you in this moment, do, then I take a moment and breathe into my belly, because I can feel the energy of it even as I say it to you, you know, the doing. And everybody does this. We all do this. There's also an idea of success is how much you've done. I don't know if any of you grew up with a family unit that said, let's really focus on your being. Maybe you did. If you did, that's great. My family didn't know about that. So I grew up with make good grades and practice real hard, you know, that kind of thing. And so we get to unenmesh from the programs of needing to do and really connect with the program of how do I feel? Where am I in my body? That's a great way to check in and realize that you're stuck in the doing place. There's also, I'm just going to break it down for y'all because you know I don't pull punches and I'm just tell it like I see it. There is a collective fear of death. Even if you don't think you have a fear of death, you do. And especially if you don't think you have a fear of death, then you want to reinvestigate that at some point when it feels good for you. There's a fear of, have I done enough? Am I important? Do I have a purpose? Does my life have meaning? When I'm gone, what will I leave behind? I need to be like Mother Teresa or George Washington or whoever. Like, I've got to leave this mark on the world so that it all matters. Like, those programs are constantly running, even if they're not conscious. Even if you're not running them, most people around you are running them. So that can also inform the, I got to stay busy, because then if I'm super busy, I'm not really having to check in with my angst around, wow, I'm 48. My life could be half over. Oh, you know, that's a heavy conversation to have. And, you know, if you're like 28, you might not be having that conversation yet. And at some point, especially as we get older, we start to go, oh, wow, my life will have an ending point and I will leave this physical experience. And that's when sometimes people will get really busy in the doing. And those programs are running unconsciously, even if you don't realize it. So it's good to just, again, use this full moon Scorpio time to excavate, to dig in, not in a hard way, in a gentle way, just to explore. That's probably a better word. Explore the shadow aspects of, is there fear that I don't realize underneath the surface? Am I concerned about leaving my mark on the world? And just all the layers, am I equating success with being busy and how much I've done? And just the layers and layers and layers of that. And if some of those places aren't an issue for you, no problem. It's still good to go in and explore and see what's coming up for you. And I really resonate with this and really appreciate, you know, you all sharing on the Facebook page what's coming up for you so that we can explore this tonight. So what I'd like to do with you now in this first journey is we're going to do a Peruvian practice that I learned through a practitioner. And we would always do it around the Andean New Year. It's something that they do around their New Year, which I think is in October, maybe October 1st or something. It's not the same as our calendar New Year. And so they do this practice where they completely disconnect, for lack of a better word, from everybody, everything. They literally just go into their own bubble, and anybody they love, anybody they don't love, work, anything, they just, you get free and clear, completely sovereign in your own energetic experience. And we rarely experience that. We're just around people all the time. We may not think to do it. Even when you meditate, you're not necessarily thinking to disconnect and clear all of the attachments or cords that you've created or other people have created. Connections are not a bad thing. We're going to be, you know, hooked in with people to a certain extent. It's a great practice, though, every once in a while to unenmesh. And that's what I'd like to do tonight. So we'll do that, and then I'll check in and see if you all have anything you'd like to work on. And just so you know, I think I have a video about this practice on my YouTube channel. I don't know if I walked people through it in that video, but I did talk about it. So I'll walk you through it tonight. This is a great practice that you can do anytime. You don't have to wait till the new year. You can do this whenever it feels good to you and just really get back into your sovereignty. And that is one of my main ways of disconnecting from that. I've got to do, I've got to be busy, you know, let me make a to-do list of my to-do lists. Do you all make to-do lists of your to-do list? I love that. I love to check things off. I think that's human nature. So let's do this Andean, we call it a bubble practice, okay? And if this is your first time with us, I will walk you through the whole process. Just use your sacred imagination. However you see this, however it connects for you is perfect, okay? So let's just take a moment and breathe into our bellies. Just allowing yourself to just ground and relax. Take a moment to get comfortable. And if you want to lie down, that's fine. As long as you'll stay awake, it's totally fine to lie down. Just get comfortable. Make sure you can still hear me. And just continue to breathe gently but deeply into your belly to really, just really sink in, settle in. Good. I can feel the collective energy just dropping in. That's really nice. Invoking the pillars of this temple, Archangels Michael, Ariel, Gabriel, Raphael, Uriel, Sandalphon, Metatron, Zadkiel, Melchizedek, Saint Germain, Saint Germain. Activating this temple grid space and activating all of our temple grid spaces so that we are together in medicine world. In one sacred space in the realms, we come together at the sacred fire. And breathing into your bellies. Gracias Pachamama, gracias Apukun, gracias Nustakuna. Gracias, Kuntor. Gracias, Serpiente, Amaru. Gracias, Puma. Gracias, Picaflor. Gracias, Maestras, Maestros, Corinderas, Corinderos, Paco, Kuna, Atom, Misayax, Pampo, Misayax. Gracias, Ancestors. Gracias, las plantas. Gracias, tobacco, mapacho, cingaro. Gracias, ayahuasca, la madre. Gracias, huachuma. Gracias, cacao. Breathing into your bellies, giving thanks for all of the support of the mountains and the rivers and the open spaces, our plant teachers and all of our collective teachers in the seen and unseen realms are invited into the space. Your guides are invited into the space where only pure love and pure medicine are welcome. And breathing into your belly. And we're not going to go into our sacred spaces. I want you to just keep your eyes closed right where you are in this sacred earthly realm and breathe into your belly. And as you do so, feel an energetic root like a great tree going down into Pachamama, into the earth. And just allow those beautiful energetic roots to root into Pachamama to hold you so that you have this sense of connection even as we clear everything else from your energetic field. This is your tether to Pachamama, to the earth. This is the only tether you will have. This is the only link you will have as we clear all of these other energies so that you can be fully sovereign. So breathe into your belly. Just allow any stress or worry or discomfort, monkey mind, just breathe into your belly and flow that through these energetic roots down into the earth. Good. Just all that stuck energy, that hucha, just feed it to Pachamama. Your busyness, your to-do list, just give it to Pachamama. Good. And then as you allow the energy to flow down into Pachamama and you feel deeply rooted, supported, nourished, and nurtured, then allow the energy of Mama Earth to start rising up and feel it in the soles of your feet first. And as you feel this in the soles of your feet, all attachments, connections to your feet are cleared. It is just you and the earth, nothing else. And then allow that energy to move up into your ankles and your calves. Everything that you felt attached or connected to there, disconnected. Cleared. good or bad, doesn't matter. Don't judge it. Just let it all flow. Let it all just clear it all out. And that energy of the earth moves up into your knees and your thighs. Just clearing any attachments, any connections with your knees and your thighs, just cleared right now. And let it move up into your hips. Clearing those attachments. All sexual energy attachments being cleared. Don't worry, we'll reconnect with what you want to reconnect with. For right now, just clear it all out. It's just you and the earth. Good. Breathe into your belly. Take your time with this. Let the energy move up into your core, into your belly, into your koshko. And just feel all of the attachments, the stress, the worry, the food. Maybe there's excess weight, all of it. Just feel that drop away, clear out. So it's just the beautiful energy of Mother Gaia right there in your core. Good. And then allow that energy to move up into your chest, filling your chest with earth energy as you allow all other attachments and energies to drop away. Breathe into it. Good. Bringing that energy up into your shoulders and down your arms and out your fingertips. Feeling all attachments and energies from your shoulders and your arms and your hands flowing out through your fingertips so that you are filled with earth energy only. Bringing that earth energy up into your neck and your throat, clearing the throat chakra. Breathing into it. Let everything go. Let your voice go. Let needing to explain go. Let all of it. Let it all go. You will bring it back, everything you need. Just let it be your throat and your neck. And Pachamama, that's all. Total quiet. Good. And let that Pachamama energy fill your head all the way up to your crown, cleansing and clearing from your head and your third eye and your crown. All attachments, all connections, so that your entire body is only filled with earth energy. Breathe into it. Good. And allowing that earth energy to flow up and out the crown of your head for about 3 inches. And when it gets about 3 inches above your head, let it fountain over both sides of you, all sides of your body. That earth energy flows around your body, your auric field flowing all the way back down to the earth like a fountain of earth energy so that you are in an energetic bubble of Pachamama. And just breathe into being one with Pachamama. Remember to breathe into your belly. And imagine a little filter at the bottom of your energetic bubble and allow all that earth energy to flow up and out so that you're completely empty. Let it flow up through your crown. Just flow all of that earth energy out like a great fountain back down into the earth until you are completely empty. Not attached to anything. And see yourself in a bubble of light. And only you are in that bubble, nothing else. And just stay in that bubble of light without thought, just breath and light. Breathe into your belly. Just floating in your energetic bubble, attached to nothing, not your guides, not the earth, nothing, just in your bubble of light. And then slowly, gently allow that bubble of light to integrate into you as you consciously, intentionally connect with what you would like to reconnect with, allowing all other attachments that don't serve you to stay fallen away. You'll feel yourself starting to come back to this realm. And as you're coming back into connection with this realm and the beings, the guides, the loved ones that you are energetically reconnecting with in a healthy way, invite your guides to circle up around you right there where you are. And let's take a moment and connect with them, listen to them, receive guidance, support, and healing from them right there where you are. Nine, Breathe into your bellies. Staying connected with your guides circled up around you as you breathe gently into your belly and just reconnect with your fingers and your toes, your arms and your legs, your core, your throat, your neck, your head, your hips. Just really reconnecting with your entire body, feeling yourself beautifully clear and grounded and embodied and peaceful. And keeping your guides circled up around you right there in your personal space. When you're ready, you can open your eyes. Take a moment to stretch. Just really slowly, gently make your way back into your body. And if you're lying down, you can slowly, gracefully help yourself sit back up and be sure to drink a little bit of water for all that moving energy. So as you're making your way back into your bodies, I'm reading the group chat. Yes, Mahalo Madison, that's got a nice ring to it, doesn't it? Pediculariis, P-E-D-I-C-U-L-A-R-I-S. It can sometimes also be called wood betony, but wood betony is technically a different thing. I've mentioned pediculariis a number of times. I don't know the different genuses of it. Trying to think, Anna Claire isn't in the group anymore. But if you connect with an herbalist, they will know what you're talking about. Milky oats are also, those are really wonderful for, they are good for trauma, but the reason they're good for trauma, Elaine, is because they work with the central nervous system. So that's what they're really good for. P-E-D-I-C-U-L-A-R-I-S. I live in Asheville, North Carolina, the land of herbalists. So I have all sorts of students and clients that mostly, and a lot of students who are trained herbalists. So I get my herbs from them. If you have an herbalist in your area, and if not, let me know, post on the Facebook group page, and I can connect you all with some amazing herbalists in this area who could mail you tinctures if you're not able to find them where you live. So just keeping that on your radar. I know usually I open it up and say who would like to chat. I'd like to do a little bit differently tonight. I'm not trying to put anybody on the spot. And Michelle, could you please unmute Blue Augustine? Meaning put you on the spot by unmuting you without you asking anything. But Blue, you've been on my heart a lot. You keep popping up on my radar. And Hawaii's really been on my heart a lot because of the flooding and the things that have been going on there. So I just wanted to check in with you and see, may not have even happened where you live. I know Hawaii isn't just one small spot. I think you're unmuted though. And I haven't really had a chance to connect with you, and I wanted to connect with you as well as connect with Hawaii and everything that's been going on there.
Yeah. My heart started racing when
so Blue, you're unmuted now. No, it's not like that. It's just, I haven't had a chance to talk to you.
There's that was just the automatic response of my body. I was like, okay. What's going on? Hey, all right. Calm down, lady. You're good.
You're good.
Hi everybody. Aloha. I am sending my energy from Mountain View, Hawaii, and I'm super honored to be a part of this group. We have been, it seems like as we're transitioning through everything, our particular island and actually the whole island chain has been just drenched with water. Water for me represents emotion, and it's kind of been, we haven't seen the sun, which kind of, I felt like maybe the awareness was being drenched with a lot of emotions. We've been walking through it a lot. Mm-hmm. Actually, a couple of days ago is when I first saw the sun. Mm-hmm. And it's an amazing thing when you don't see the sun for a while and you finally get a shot of it. Mm-hmm. And you're just like, hey, how's it? Where you been? You know? And that's basically what's been going on in Hawaii. Is I feel like energetically, everyone's been going through a lot of moving through the emotions. A lot of people lost their land, a lot of farmers in Kauai. Mm-hmm. And you know, the Big Island, we haven't seen sun for a while.
Wow. So
it's been really, you would say, you know, Hawaii is, you think it's been paradise, but over here it's been gray, really wow. Gray. So what I took that for me was that individually in our lives collectively, you know, it sounds so cliche, but we had to create our own sun inside our own hearts as far and move through what's going on collectively and then individually in our lives. So that's what's been going on in Hawaii.
Yeah, well, thank you. And thank you for sharing from your perspective as well as the more collective perspective of the Big Island and Kauai and different places there. You just keep popping up on my radar. And I think some of it was because I haven't had a chance to connect with you and you've been with the group for a little while. But also I was really feeling Hawaii. And we just had Taylor Appalachia. She just joined the group. She commented there that she's Hawaiian. She has Hawaiian descent. So I hope that the two of you can connect. I feel Taylor studied with me in the 4-month program, and I think that'd be a really great sister connection, Taylor Appalachia. And I really appreciated what you shared. It's interesting because here in the United States, we can have floods in certain places and hurricanes, but where I live in the mountains, what we tend to have as a cleansing agent is fire. And like in California and places like that, because we're not right on the water. Now, the coast might have more floods, and not that we can't flood here in Asheville. It's definitely happened. But it's just interesting to me the different ways that Pachamama cleanses. And humans just happen to be on the planet with everybody else. But that's not personal to Pachamama. She's doing her thing, you know, and the cleansing of fire and water and all of these, and the wind even. We've had amazing wind here the last few months. And so thank you for checking in. Thank you for sharing. I also just want to hear your voice and take a minute to connect and just bring in that Hawaiian energy and also just lift up prayers for everybody there.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, it's been really just gray, you know, just a little gray and people going through life changes, big time transformations for me personally too. This is on a small thing in my life with the transformation was I had to relinquish certain parts of my ego that just don't serve. And it hasn't been, it wasn't like a slow, it was like, this doesn't serve, bang. It wasn't a, it seems like the, I mean, pardon my, what I'm going to say, but it's like the bullshit is done. You know, it's like, I mean, pretty much the bullshit's done, guys. It's time to just, you know, and yesterday my friend was like texting me and it seems like I don't have tolerance for, if you can make the change, do it. Mm-hmm. You know, if you can make the change, do it. And the time for excuses, I think we come to a point as just collectively to it, individually in our lives where it's, we can't do it anymore. If you can make it, do it, you know, like.
Yeah, that's so interesting because I have a dear friend who's a pretty famous astrologer and does lots of group work. And he and I were just commiserating and talking and sharing as colleagues. And he said that he phrased what you were saying in his way, which totally resonates with what you were saying and what I've been feeling and what a lot of us have been feeling. He said, we're dying from the old ego and finding a new ego, finding a new way to be with ego. And it really is, boom, got to get with the new or it's going to suck. Because then we're like getting pulled along as we're like, nah, we're getting dragged along. But it's not about clearing out the ego. It's not about killing the ego. It's about finding a new way to be with it. And, but it's, like you said, it's been very, very cut and dry. I've had that experience in Peru when I got back from Peru, and my own experience was, this isn't going to work anymore. Whole new way. Get with it. And I went, whoa. Okay. And the irony is we've all been calling it in. And yet when it happens, we go, thank you for sharing that. Is there anything you want to work with tonight, or is it good just to check in like this?
It's good to check in like this. I just, I love being in this group because everyone's so, you know, you guys care about the ascension of who each of us, we are in the way that we run our path and our story. Mm-hmm. So it's just cool to connect with like-minded people that are just like, bang, you know, like I'm trying to work on the good parts of me, and kind of how you're saying, not get rid of the old stories, but integrate it in a way that you know, works with the new story. So yeah, no, but
right. So we can evolve, because that's the shadow piece. If we're trying to push anything away, we're in resistance.
Right.
And we must be with the flood as well as the sunshine. Exactly. We must integrate all of that. So it's all medicine.
It is all medicine.
Yeah, and this, I agree with you. I want to affirm you and everyone here. This is a wonderful group, and people really do care. And the people who are still in the group are committed to your personal journey, your personal healing, and also the vibration of the planet while doing our own group work. And I see the support that people share, and the listening and the welcoming. And I really appreciate that. I'm glad that you're seeing it and that other people are seeing it. And this group connection, when I open up the space and we're all together in the realms by the sacred fire, I also see this beautiful energetic grid. I'm like, you're in Hawaii and somebody else is in South Dakota, and there's people here in Asheville, and there's people here in other parts of North Carolina, and there's people in South Carolina, there's people in Peru, there's people in Germany. I mean, I see this light worker grid, and each of you is a star on that grid, and we're holding this beautiful web of healing and awareness and awakening, and that's exciting to me. So thanks for speaking to that.
You're welcome, John. Thank you.
Thanks, Blue. Mahalo.
Hello.
So does anybody have anything they would like to work on? If you want to, you can click the little Michelle, can you tell them how to raise their hands on the... Okay, Gina wants to work on something. So just unmute Gina, maybe. Maybe just comment. I got to learn how to do the electric raising hand thing. Y'all probably already know how to do it. Are you there?
I don't. Yeah. Okay. I'm on my phone app tonight, so this is a little different for me. And I finally just found the chat, so...
Okay, great. Yeah, I've never done it for my phone. You're way more technically proficient than I am. How's it going? How can I be of support?
I have it feels like a couple things going on. The big thing that I could use, the chat blocks your face when people are doing
it. Just ignore it. Ignore it too.
Okay. So, for the big thing right now for me, it's been like about a week. I feel like I hit a wall. It's like, it's very physical right now. I feel exhausted, just depleted. I'm doing my best to not the judging wants to come up, because you know a lot about my path, and I've been, you know, working it. And I just feel like I fell back into like, everything that's like an old loop, it just feels like it's all playing, and I don't even have the energy, it feels like, to do anything. And I, you know how I like to go to the core, to the root of it, and I'm not even sure what that is right now because I'm so fucking tired. And then I go to bed and I wake up for like hours in the middle of the night. So I'm challenged. It's a physical thing, which is hard for me, period, to deal with. I just let myself rest and sleep all weekend, and it's. Good. I know what you mean about there's a little crack of light, because I do feel a little bit of that reprieve, and it's. I feel challenged, and the one piece that comes up a lot, which I haven't quite sure what to do is if anything comes up in my, the one thing that kind of is coming up in my body is my heart and the back, but the back of my heart. So I don't really, that's just a piece that's in there.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean by that's a piece that's in there?
It's like if I, yeah, and I've been feeling a challenge around how to, what does that mean really?
Oh, that's okay. You don't have to answer that. I mean, okay. I just wondered if you had any specifics you wanted to share. I can speak to that. I really appreciate what you're sharing because you're on your phone and I don't know if you can see everybody else's little.
I just see you right now.
Hi.
Hi, there you
A lot of people are nodding yes and, you know, up.
Oh,
and
good.
They're all doing it with me right now. We all
look like, oh, good. Yeah.
We all look like Muppets on the thing. we get it because that really is the journey. And I'm getting ready to say a lot of stuff that everybody here already knows. Because a lot of this is just reminder, reminder, reminder. That is the journey. We can talk about getting to the cord and getting to the seed, but I'm going to tell you from personal experience, 20 years doing this work intentionally, that as soon as you get to the core and the seed, and that's awesome, and that's wonderful, and then there's another core and a seed, and then there's another core and a seed, because that's that goal-oriented thing we were talking about at the beginning,
okay.
Right? And that's okay. We all do that. We're programmed that way to go, let's get the final thing. And then I'll be, you know, I'll be enlightened. I'll just turn into a little angel and float around, you know, and we really have, even though we laugh, we still unconsciously have that. Let me get to the top of the mountain instead of going, oh, I'm at the top of the mountain. Because what a lot of us are doing on the planet are going, I've got to get to the top of the mountain. I've got to get to the top of the mountain. And really what we get to do is that being and go, oh, I'm at the top of the mountain. This is the mountain. I am the mountain. There's no top to get to. That's that. Even spirituality has got this goal-oriented vibe about it. Get enlightened, awaken. Even some of the languaging I use can be heard as got to get to that awakened state. I've got to get enlightened. I've got to reach the pinnacle of joy and happiness. So it's just good to have an awareness of the journey is the destination. There is no destination. It's all about this present moment right now. And I'm hearing you say that this present moment right now isn't feeling good because you fell back into a groove of old paradigm that you're not interested in being in anymore. And just like we were just talking about a minute ago, that's the ego. And that's what we're, it's not just ego, this idea of ego. Ego means all of it, your practices, your habits, your old programs. Like that's what we're talking about when we're talking about it's all shifting now. So it totally makes sense that you're going to fall back into habits that don't feel good when you hit a funky place. And then it starts to kind of feed on itself because then you can't sleep. And then when you can't sleep, you're too tired to do your practice. Mm-hmm. When you don't do your practices, you don't feel good. And then when you don't feel good, you can't sleep. And it's just this circular spiraling out. And so I want to say that we get it. That's normal. And as much as I know you don't want to hear this, you need to just breathe into your belly. And there's a couple ways you can deal with this right now. You can just self-care, breathe into your belly, and just rest for a minute because that feels really good.
Yeah.
And then when you have the energy, just take a moment. Even tonight, you showed up for this session. That's doing your practices. This is a practice to show up for this. So I know you're feeling all these things, but you actually showed up here and are doing this. That's a practice. That's getting you back into alignment. Mm-hmm. So if that's all you can do every 2 weeks, do that. I have been in those places, dark night of the soul, where all I could do was just breathe and keep walking forward, breathe and keep walking forward. It will shift. Okay. The other piece I want to mention about the back of the heart, the way I was taught, is that we actually receive from the back. We receive love into the back of the heart. And then we share love with others from the front. Because you and I have worked together, that's really going to resonate for you personally. This is very much about trust, betrayal, being able to truly receive love, like truly, truly receive, embody, be nourished and fully experience the receiving of love, which many of us have a hard time doing because of trauma and childhood issues and things that have happened. So that's another piece of be easy with yourself. One of the things I like to do, I'm going to take this, put on a different speaker view because people are walking around and feeling a little distracted. Got too many little boxes up there. When I've worked with students before in the past, and there's this challenge around receiving, and the back behind the heart is feeling challenged to really bring it in. One of the things we'll do together is just focus on opening your wings.
Oh, interesting.
Because then you're not beating yourself up about, I've got to receive. I've got, you know, oh, why can't I feel love? And because those are old programs. Just right. Focus on right between your shoulder blades, right back there where your wings attach. Mm-hmm. Just everybody just do that now. Just breathe into your belly. Connect with that place in your back where your wings attach. They're on either side of where you receive love, and then just open up your wings. Good. I see. I felt the energy when all of you did that. My energy expanded when all of you did that. Your energy's expanded. And Gina, can you feel the difference how now it might feel a little easier to receive love?
Yes. And what's so funny is actually I've been more aware of my wings lately and doing that when I'm outside, but I, you know, didn't know the whole piece you just shared with me, but obviously there was something. And yes, I felt it when we just did that. So yeah. That was awesome to connect those two pieces.
And there could be an aspect, you'll have to resonate, decide for yourself, but I want to share this for the group as well. Sometimes the receiving is hard to do from the back because people aren't opening their wings. Keeping the wings shut down is a symbol of keeping your psychic and intuitive and empathy and all of those gifts kind of shut down. Mm. And people are really trying to open up to their gifts. And I find that if we stop focusing on all the stuff we're not able to do, you can always open your wings. You can always feel yourself in a bubble of light. You can you can always connect with your guides, even if you can't do all this other stuff yet. Focus on what you can do, and I promise you, you will start finding your way back into alignment. And I also want to affirm that you've been showing up for ceremony like every month, sometimes a couple times a month for the last, I don't know how many months. So you're doing a lot of work very quickly. You're doing the mentorship. You're sitting with me in person in plant medicine ceremonies. So be easy with yourself, because I don't think people really realize that these mentorship sessions online, when we're doing these journeys, people will post the next day of, whoa, you know, or how exhausted they are, whatever. This is happening. This is really happening. This isn't just a class. We're doing some mojo. I got energies working on y'all that we haven't talked about. So for your support, and only if you want to receive them. And you all do. That's why you're here. So be easy with yourself. Keep opening up your wings. Know that when I fall into those places again, like you're talking about, I tend to start focusing on everything that's not working. And I will literally stop and go, breathe. What is working? Mm-hmm. And I'll just go, oh, that is a beautiful tree. The rain is nourishing the seeds I just planted. Yay that I just planted seeds. Oh, I'm so glad the heat just kicked on because it's getting chilly. Like, it doesn't matter how silly it seems. Refocus, refocus, refocus. Open your wings, okay?
Yes, yes.
Be easier on yourself, because I know you and probably other people in the group, you're hard on yourselves. You're really hard on yourself. So be easy with yourself. Thank you, Gina.
Thanks, Gina. Blaine.
And Elaine says, calling forth the angels and pillars of light 2 times a day has aided me astronomically in all ways. Oh, that's awesome. I was doing that this morning. Yesterday morning, I woke up, I did a bunch of body work on Monday, and I felt really funky and detoxed. And I had a moment where I could go into feeling funky and detoxing. And I went, Michael, Ariel, Gabriel, and I just started calling them in. And I kid you not, I immediately started to feel better, even though I was detoxing from the deep body work. So Marissa, can you unmute Marissa, please? Based on all the wisdom you just shared regarding the illusion of goal-based mentality, could you share your thoughts on the goal of developing clairvoyance, something I'm working on opening up to? So let me get my big view here. Are you there, Marissa?
Hey.
Hey, Marissa, that's a great question. And you know, it's one of these funny things of I like to feel purposeful. I like to feel productive. And so I like to give myself goals. Mm-hmm. At the same time, I don't want that to be my whole purpose. I don't want to dismiss the being for the doing, which is really easy to do. So it's kind of like the opening up on the wings. If you're efforting to open up your clairvoyance, then you might not feel it happening very easily. It's when you simply just tap in with your guides, just keep making the phone call, so to speak. And then the more you do it, suddenly, I mean, it really, I know this is infuriating to hear, but it's honestly been my experience. I will effort and effort and effort. And then suddenly I realize that's not working. I align and something just, and I go, that was so easy. Hmm. You know, why did I make that so hard? So does that help a little bit?
Yes, it does. And as you were, after I typed that, you elaborated a little bit more on things. And I was kind of like, oh, like, yeah, I'm getting, like, now I get a little more. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it is. It's this funny, it's a paradigm shift of, yeah, just going from that space of just like kind of just working versus the allowing. And that's so hard for me because I'm so used to efforting and like I want it to like, you know, work.
Well, that's the thing. We're all used to efforting. We're taught that you need to do more so that more can happen. And it's with money. It's with everything, especially with money. People are like, I need to do more. And they still can't get their finances flowing. Or I need to practice more. And things still aren't opening up. This is even in sports, they can effort. But if they're not in the zone, it doesn't matter. There's this meme that I posted before. I'll put it in the Facebook group. And if I don't, remind me, but it says hustle. And then the hustle is marked out and underneath it says align. Mm. I love that. We're all trying to hustle instead of just align. And when I align, then my doing has more grace and ease. Things flow more. I told the universe about 5 years, I want to work smarter, not harder. And spirit said to me, get in alignment. Just align. Do what feels good. Enjoy. Stop stressing. You know, and I went, that's counterintuitive. I need to work harder. I need to get more students and more client. And spirit said, no, you need to just relax and have a good time. And that just was like, no, you know, we go into a little bit of panic. And I kid you not, when I just focus on what I want to do and what feels good, I come home to all these emails of people who want to sit in private sessions, or I come home to people signed up for the mentorship and I'm not efforting. As soon as I start efforting, everything just kind of gets quiet. That's the universe's way of reminding me. And the truth is, you are clairvoyant. Everybody here is clairvoyant. Everybody here is psychic. Everybody here is intuitive in their own way. Everybody here is gifted. And one little, I don't know if it's a trick or, you know, it's not really a trick, but something that I find really easy when you want to embody something, just start saying it. I am clairvoyant. I hear my guides clearly. I feel my guides every day. I'm receiving all the messages I'm seeking. Like, just keep saying it. Literally, just keep saying. I mean, if clairvoyancy is what you're going for, you can just walk around and say, I'm clairvoyant. I am clairvoyant. I am clairvoyant. I'm clairvoyant. Don't smoke, kids. That's nothing to do with being clairvoyant. But you know, I'm being silly, so we can have a good time. But you can just start saying it now. Having said that, let me remind all of you that when you invoke it and call it in, it will happen. And then if you go, oh, and then you're like, wait, what was that? That's clairvoyance. Like, you're connecting with your guides, you're feeling it, and you're like, you guys are freaking me out. Don't do it. They're like, you asked us to come be here. Right. And, but that's, we're silly like that. That's what happens. We're like, I really want it. And they go, okay. And then we go, stop. So just laugh, catch yourself, just have a good time with it. I remember probably like 4 years ago, I was very clear with my guides that I wanted them tangibly, physically in the room. I wanted to physically see them. Mm-hmm. I wanted to hear them. I wanted to connect. Just like if you walked into the room, I wanted guides to feel like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept holding that intention. When I'm sitting at my mesa by myself, I've got my eyes closed, I've raised Singha, that's tobacco tea, I'm doing my medicine work, but I was not in an altered state, I was just like this. I'm sitting there, and I kid you not, one of my guides walked through the room, I heard it, and they came and got like right up on me, so I felt it, and I went, and then it was gone. You know, and I went, wait, that's what I've been asked, oh, okay, okay. Do over, you know? And so I just had to laugh at myself because it's exactly what I'd been calling in, but it's just funny because we really do very often fear our power. We really do. Mm-hmm. We fear our own power for lots of reasons that aren't going to get into right now. But so I really encourage you just keep calling them up if you want to talk to them. Just keep shamanic journeying. You don't have to effort, just have fun with it. Just talk to them in your head while you're walking around the supermarket and let them tell you if you need to buy that thing or not buy that thing that may or may not be healthy for you. Check in with them when you're looking for supplements. Invoke them when you wake up in the morning. You know, however it resonates for you. Does that help?
It does. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Because I think the root of wanting to call in that clairvoyance piece is for more like proof or to affirm what I'm already feeling and sensing and like what's coming in as clear cognizance. It's sort of like the seeing is believing piece. So it's sort of, but it's interesting that you said that about power, how we tend to fear our power. That's an important thing to kind of register.
Well, and also the piece around you're telling me that you're already receiving it and you're also asking for proof. And I can feel your guides going, what else do you want? We're talking to you. We're here. You're connecting. You're hearing us. We're doing all the things. We're giving you the 12-12 and the 11-11. We're giving you the signs. We're bringing in all the affirmations. And you're still like, no. I need more. I need a big sign on the side of the room that says, Marissa. And your guides are going, what else do you need? So this is really not about you wanting to be clairvoyant. You are clairvoyant. This is about you wanting to trust.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
Like, and part of that is that you get to trust yourself. You get to trust what you're receiving. You get to trust that you have clarity, but also trusting even if everybody around you is like, if there's no proof, I don't believe it.
Hmm.
And there's a lot of people in your world who are not going to believe anything we're talking about right here. They'd think you were nuts if you talked to them about it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is a place where you get to go, this is my world. This is my reality. I'm choosing my experience so that someone else doesn't choose it for me. And if someone else doesn't believe in these experiences, that's cool. I do. My experience is big. It's magical. It's cosmic. It's total possibility. And the more you just live into that and embody that and say, I am in my power and I believe this. Because the more you live into that and you practice that, the more you get affirmed and then you go, oh, but you're not receiving the affirmations. You're getting them and going, no, well, okay, yeah, but you're arguing for your limitations.
Ooh.
Okay, we all do that. You want to catch yourself and go, wait, I just got confirmation. Why am I pressuring them to give me more? I just got it. I received that. So the irony is you too want to open up your wings and open up your wings and open up your wings so that you can just expand and receive.
Got it. Thank you.
I love how everything's connected. Spirit totally takes care of that.
It's great. Thank you.
Yeah, awesome. Well, thank you all for being here. I don't see any more stuff on here. Oh, the adrenal support. Yeah, that's really great. Well, thank you all so much. Yeah. Oh, affirmation. Yeah. These are affirmations I'm talking about, Shelley, for sure. It's also what I like to call fake it till you make it. But I tell you, it works because it just works. Affirmations really do work in a cosmic sense. If you're telling yourself something you don't believe, though, like if you're like, I'm a millionaire, and then you doubt yourself, then let that go. Tell yourself something that you really, really can live into. And if you can live into, I'm a millionaire, do that. But, you know, it often, like we were just talking about, it's not so much that you're not already getting it, it's that you're not receiving it, you know? And so you all are already at the top of the mountain. What we're doing right now is going, oh, and then like a week from now, you'll feel great for like a week. And then you go, oh, I'm freaking out. I'm so stressed out. I can't wait till the next mentorship session. Right? That's what we all do. I do it too. I totally get it. So thank you all for being here. Thanks for these great, great questions. I'm sorry if you've had spotty connection, Lisa. I think the weather, you're here in the mountains, the weather's spotty. So can you unmute everybody? And I just really want to say thank you for being here. Welcome to